All right, let's launch into some Whaler's family tree. I'm going to read to you from the Bob Marley, The Complete Guide to His Music, Ian McCann. So in 1970, Chinese-Jamaican restaurateur who became a reggae producer working with people like Desmond Dekker. His name was Leslie Kong. So he's working with the Whalers and decided to put out an album called The Best of the Whalers, and that really made them mad. They knew that as the band was just starting out, no one would say that they were the best, right? Because what that means is that your best days are behind you now. And so they were really upset with this producer, Leslie Kong, and Bunny Whaler thinks that somebody in the band, no one would name names, called down some black magic onto Kong, and he died a young man in good health, doing quite well for himself, had a brain aneurysm, and that was the end. So I'm going to start tracking through this. It's called The Best of the Whalers, and the first tune we're going to check is Soul Shakedown Party, the best known song from these sessions. A demand for fun with strong harmonies and a chugging rhythm typical of the era. Bob does his best to offer some of American soul's atmosphere, adding huh, like Edmund Starr or Wilson Pickett here and there, and crying, hit it brother, y'all. More vinyl, Soul Shakedown Party. Smile Jamaica.